Welcome to Morning Prayer for Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, the sixth Tuesday of Easter. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God, our Maker, to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name. Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. O Lord our God, we give you thanks for the new life you raise up in us through the mystery of our baptism, the sorrow of the heavy cross, the surprise of the empty tomb, the love that death could not destroy. By the power of your Holy Spirit, poured out upon us in baptism, fill us with the joy of resurrection, so that we may be a living sign of your new heaven and new earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory. O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations. You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity. Lord God, we sing to you a new song, for your victory is ever new. In the resurrection of Christ, you have given us a glimpse of your future, and in your victory over death, you have shown us how we shall overcome the last enemy. As the seas roar and the hills sing together, we too will praise you for your great triumph, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of this age and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. We are witnesses to these things. The Messiah is risen from the dead. Thanks be to God. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. For all in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head above all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. This is the good news we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Alleluia! The Lord is risen indeed. That Christ died for our sins, and was buried, and rose again on the third day. Alleluia! The Lord is risen indeed. He appeared to Peter, and to the 12, and to many faithful witnesses. Alleluia! The Lord is risen indeed. At last he came to us, that we might come to believe and proclaim this good news to the world. Alleluia! The Lord is risen indeed. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection you delivered us from the power of death. Grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may live with him in the joy of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. Eternal God, we rejoice this morning in the gift of life, which we have received by your grace, and the new life you give in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for ministries of compassion, witness, and service, for those who make and grow the things we need, for the communities in which we live, for strength and abilities to serve you today, for indications of your love at work in the world. God of grace, we offer our prayers for the needs of others and commit ourselves to serve them, even as you have served us in Jesus Christ. Especially we pray for the Church in Africa, for the conservation of the soil, water, and air, for those closest to us in this community, for friends and relatives who are far away, for the judgment to know and do what is right. God of grace, you cause the sun to rise and chase away the shadows of death. Each day you promise resurrection, that we may be born again to new life and overcome all that would hurt or destroy. Fill us with the Holy Spirit, that we may be alive again with the power and the peace of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us live as those who are dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.